Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, natural bodybuilding figure bikini fans? Mike Newman here, back at it again. Just got to the dark season of bodybuilding. We had a couple of months before the season starts back up here in the Midwest again. Wanted to do a 2014 end of the year recap, followed by a 2015 preview of what could possibly be in store. Might have a few callers coming up. I'm not going to be able to have this show every single week. I'm relying on some of the other supporters of Inside Natural Bodybuilding cast and crew to help me out with these shows. Some of you might know I have a gym now. Back in June, I had no idea I was going to open up a gym, but a chain of events transpired and a lot of things took place, and I was put in a position to buy out a gym about 30 minutes north of where I live, and I was able to bring a gym down to Bourbonnais, Illinois, the same town the Chicago Bears practice in. So I went from being a trainer to a gym owner now. Still a few clients, but I'm so busy with the gym that I'm going to have less time to contribute to these podcasts every single week. So hopefully between Rico and the Mad Scientist and Showbiz Liz and Andrew the intern and a couple others, hopefully you'll have more shows coming your way. I am going to hype up certain shows. I'm going to be covering a lot of INBA, PNBA, ABA, NDFAC shows this year. I'm not going to be emceeing quite as many shows this year because I got a gym now, and I just can't be gone 20 weekends out of the year anymore like I used to. It was a ton of fun while it lasted, and I'm still going to be at a good amount of shows this year, just not quite as many shows as in years past. I'm going to dedicate my life fully to running this gym. But check me out on Facebook. The name of my gym is Fit Body U. So put it on the search engine box on YouTube and on Facebook and follow up my gyms in the store. I'm trying to be more than just a simple gym with equipment inside of it in which the members pay monthly access to. I'm trying to be something a little bit different. So check it out. Follow me on Facebook. Also, the sponsors, we wouldn't be here at this time of night without the sponsors, Nutristat. You guys got to check out Nutristat.com. They got this supplement out there called Puretine, highest quality whey protein isolate you'll ever find on the market. You can't go wrong. John Ziccarelli is onto big things, and he's doing them with Nutristat. He's got his own company now. When it comes to supplement research, I don't think anybody in the Midwest, possibly even the entire nation, has it together more than John Ziccarelli. So if you guys don't know who he is, find out who he is real quick. Look him up on Facebook. He's somebody that you guys should just know. Go check out his website, Nutristat.com. And if you're listeners of this show, you can put my code in, which is 30, for a special discount on some of the products. So 2014, another pretty decent year for natural bodybuilding. The sport keeps getting bigger, better, and better as the years go on. Since I started covering the sport in 2009, it's only gotten bigger every single year. I've come to know a lot of top amateurs and a lot of the top pros. And let me just remind you guys, all the best pros are the ones that stick to their numbers all year round, even during the off season. I find, and this is going to make a lot of sense to some of you guys, and a lot of you guys are going to be like, oh, you must be Sherlock Holmes now all of a sudden for figuring this one out. Well, the amateurs that place third through fifth are the ones that just diet, you know, 15, 16, 18, 20 weeks out, and then don't really have an off season. They might go off their diet throughout the off season, and then when they get a few months off from the show, then they might dial in the diet. Well, all the ones that are winning the overalls, the top amateur shows, all the top pros are the ones that stick to the numbers even during the off season, all year round, into the off season, and leading up to a show. So if you want to be a top pro at the top of your game, you got to follow your numbers in the off season just as much as you would 12 to 16 weeks out from a show. So I get to see a lot of the top amateurs around. I like to cover the amateurs a lot too. A lot of guys would normally just cover the pros. I like following the amateurs because that's the future of the sport right there. So a couple of the best amateurs not to turn pro that you're going to see more of in the not-too-distant future is Team Gorman athlete Logan Sheehan. This guy, he's been in the overall five out of his last six shows. He's barely missed that pro card, and he's on the verge of turning pro. He's got that look. He's got the he's a little more size, but he certainly has the conditioning. He's got the look of a pro already, and a lot of these shows is just a matter of who shows up and who doesn't show up. Logan has just been bombarded with other top amateurs that have just barely edged him out that pro card. But nonetheless, Logan's always, if Logan Sheehan is in a show, you know he's going to be right there at the top where the overall pulls down. So then look out for Logan Sheehan in the not-too-distant future whenever he decides to compete again. And also, Jason Lipner is another guy to be on the lookout for. This guy's been in the overall in his last five pro qualifier shows, but he lost every one of them. But he has made the overall every single time. So there's Jason Lipner and Logan Sheehan for Best Amateur of the Year. Now, when it comes to men's physique, I mean, there's a lot of men's physique is a growing division all across the board in natural bodybuilding. Among any organization, I'm really impressed with the INBA is doing and the PNBA. They're really growing the sport when it comes to men's physique. But no matter what organization you're talking about, it's just a growing division just like bikini is. And in a lot of shows, you're going to see more people competing in men's physique than you will even bodybuilding. But at the top of his game is Anthony Prignano. He's got to go down for Men's Physique Artist of the Year. He was in a big showdown that was highly publicized against Brandon Stewart. And Brandon Stewart was the guy to beat. Anthony Prignano was looked at as the new face of Men's Physique going in to the National Olympia, which was held in San Diego in November. And it came down, when it came down to the top two spots, Anthony Prignano and Brandon Stewart were there standing right in the middle of the stage. And in the end, it was Anthony Prignano who got the win over the reigning champ, Brandon Stewart. So look for them to have another heads-up battle in due time. Anthony also went on to win the car. The INBA, PNBA, Natural Olympia is popular for handing out a car to one of the lucky winners. What they do with this car at the PNBA Natural Olympia is they take all the pro-class winners, they put their names into a hat, in a fishbowl, I could say, and they have somebody from the audience come in and pick one of the names out of the fishbowl, and whoever's name is picked wins the car. Well, this year it was Anthony Prignano that won the car, and it was good to see Anthony win. I got to compete against Anthony a couple of years ago when he was still in the bodybuilding, and he just lives about a half an hour north of me and here in Illinois. So it's good to see Anthony get the big win, but now Anthony's a young kid. I think he just turned 30. If not, he's pretty close, so he's got a lot of years left in the sport. But nonetheless, going to look out for Anthony Prignano in the year 2015. We got Female Bodybuilder of the Year. Not too hard here. All the judges had a pretty easy time figuring this one out. We had a judging panel of Cliff Wilson and John Gorman, myself, the mad scientist, John Bozzi, Philip Ricardo Jr. was on there. We were all kind of talking about who should be the female pro bodybuilder of the year, and it was pretty much unanimous that Erin Dugan is that takes that title home for this year with the Inside Natural Bodybuilding Awards for top female pro. I mean, after all, she did win the Gaspari Pro, then she also won the Orton Cup. Two of the biggest shows of the year, Erin Dugan won, over people like Diane Brown and Ella Thomas. So, I mean, she beat some really good competition at the sport's biggest shows, so Erin Dugan deserves to be the Female Bodybuilder of the Year. And also, Most Improved goes to Sally May. But another girl that I was thinking of, Angela Yeo. I'm always impressed with Angela. I've seen Angela compete pretty much every time she's competed. I've seen her compete with my own eyes. Every time she steps on stage, she's a local girl here from the Midwest, so I happen to see her at a lot of my shows. Every single time I see her, she always comes in condition, but she keeps on adding muscle. And when I see her at the National Olympia, she didn't place as high as she wanted to under the INBA, PNBA guidelines. But, man, in most organizations and most shows, Angela Yeo would be your winner, but she definitely made some serious progress this year, and we could call her out as the Most Improved Female of the Year. When it comes to Figure of the Year, though, this one was kind of a tough one just because there's so many good figure girls out there now, too many to name off all in one shot. We could go on this show for a couple of hours if I talked about every single one of them. But first, you got to break it down. I mean, you think of all the deserving figure competitors of the year. You got Charmaine Williams. You got Stephanie Casella. You got Angela Yeo. You got Kristen Campbell, who I like a lot this year. You got Sherina Ferguson. So when you break it all down, you got to look at the matchups and the battles when they competed against each other. I mean, at the IFPA Pro International, it was Stephanie Casella versus Charmaine Williams. And that was a class that had Kristen Flannery and Melissa Johnson in it as well. But in the end, you knew it was going to be Stephanie Casella and Charmaine Williams in the 1 and 2 spot. And that was a pretty good battle right there. I was lucky to see that with my own eyes. You also got to see Charmaine Williams versus Kristen Campbell. Now, I was actually a judge on that panel. There were seven of us judges. Three judges gave the first place win to Kristen Campbell, and I was one of them. I still think Kristen should have won that show, but it was really close. Charmaine was a little shaky on stage. I think she might have come into that show a little overconfident because she was the clear-cut favorite in that one. Kristen was the underdog. Nobody expected Kristen to come out looking as good as she did. But when Kristen Campbell came out against Charmaine Williams at the IFPA Pro Masters Cup, that was truly a battle. Possibly even the closest battle I've seen yet, because Charmaine almost lost that show there, but she barely edged her out and won over Kristen Campbell. But just to be involved in those matchups, Charmaine against Kristen Campbell and also Charmaine against Steffi Catella, those were the top battles of the year. And at the end, you know, Charmaine Williams ended up going on to win the tall class, and she won the overall over Stephanie Catella. And with that being said, Charmaine Williams gets the overall figure competitor of the year. Also, I love me some Stephanie Catella. She's still my favorite. I'll never forget how Stephanie Catella came out and dominated at the IFPA Pro North American. I mean, when Stephanie came out at Pro North American, it was just hands down. Just from that front standing relaxed pose, that was Stephanie Catella's show. Nobody was even coming close. Didn't even have to see any other poses. No, Stephanie was the clear-cut winner in that show. So I'll never forget that. I was right there in the front row for that one. But the judges all voted. Charmaine Williams is your Inside Natural Bodybuilding figure competitor of the year. And also we got Breakout Pro. This is one of my favorite classes here. Because it's always like, who's the future of the sport? We've got some callers here. I'll get right with you guys in a little bit. I'm always thinking Breakout Pro. You know, who could possibly do some damage? Not quite at the top of his game yet, but he's really close. He's going to be competitive no matter what show he decides to compete in. He's a pretty new pro, one to look out for in the future in the year 2015. You're going to see a lot more of this guy. What the judging panel of the Inside Natural Bodybuilding crew came up with was your Breakout Pro is Samuel Okinola. This guy got fourth place in Pro International, but he got a big pro win at the Pro North American. The Pro North American is one of the top pro shows of the year, and Sam Okinola came out in his first show of the year and won that show over guys like Tony Rivotto and Terry Stark. So no slouch there. Sam Okinola is always going to be a physical presence. He's not going to be the biggest guy in the show, might not even be the most conditioned guy in the show, but when you're talking about the total package, front to back, top to bottom, Sam Okinola is always going to be the most complete bodybuilder on stage at any show you go to. So let me take a few callers first and see who I got on here. Let's take caller number one. Your last four digits are 3595. What's your name? What's your number?
Hey, Mike. It's Showbiz Liz. How are you?
Showbiz Liz. And I think I got Philip Ricardo Jr. here, too. What do I got? Rico, is that you there?
Yes, that's me. How you doing, guys?
Hi, Rico.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Hey, Liz.
Good to have you guys on. Yeah, let me talk to you guys about what I've covered so far. I'm sure how long you guys have been on hold for. But so far, let me get you guys' take on the figure pro of the year. I pretty much came out and talked about the battles this year between Stephanie Catella and Charmaine Williams, and also the one against Charmaine and Kristen Campbell at the IFPA Pro Masters Cup, which I think that could possibly be on as one of the best battles of the year, Charmaine and Kristen Campbell, because nobody expected Kristen Campbell to come out the way she did in dominant fashion, although Charmaine got the win. But figure competitor of the year went to Charmaine Williams. Showbiz Liz, what's your take on that?
Oh, I totally agree with that, and I agree with what you were saying. I was listening to you talk about both Catella and Charmaine as well as Kristen and Charmaine, and I think right now she's going to be really hard to beat. Charmaine is with her symmetry and the package that she brings to stage with her leanness, but I do think that eventually someone is going to beat her. It's just best body on that day, and, you know, Stephanie had a great year, and Kristen really was a dark horse. And, you know, Patricia and Law really prepped her so well for that show in St. Louis, and she stepped on that stage, and no one was expecting that. But I hands down agree on Charmaine with the figure of the year.
Rico, anything you want to contribute?
Yeah, I agree with you guys, too. I can't really add too much. You know, I know that both Liz and I were at the Yorton Cup, and we saw that battle between Charmaine and Stephanie Catella, and it was just an awesome sight to see both those guys on stage. But just because Charmaine has that perfect balance and that just lean, almost like a Clydesdale-type physique, you know, it's just, like, awesome to see her. But Stephanie Catella is just so ripped and shredded. It was crazy. So it's hard to choose between the two, but just because of the symmetry and, you know, Charmaine got it, and she just had a great year. You can't deny her all the wins that she had against the top competitors, so definitely give her the nod on that.
Well,
yeah,
you know,
certainly
too,
a couple
I think
of
Rinko brings up a good point, you know, because Steph was ripped to the bone at Yorton, and Charmaine was not, and they really bring a different look, and I think it kind of depends on what ends up being the look at that point, because I've never seen Charmaine absolutely ripped to the bone, even the show that she just did in L.A. that she won in January. She just has such nice full-round muscle bellies and great symmetry that when she turns around to the back, it's just really hard to beat her. So, you know, I think to beat her, someone's going to have to come in ripped lean but with enough mass and symmetry to overpower her.
Yep, for sure, I agree.
Yeah, certainly a matchup we're going to see in the future, two top figure pros that you never see enough of. I also talked about the female bodybuilder of the year. We pretty much all agreed on Erin Dugan. She was, of course, the Gaspari Pro Champion and Yorton Cup Champion, two of the top pro shows of the year, and she won them both over people like Diane Brown and Ella Thomas. I don't know who else could have possibly come close this year as far as competing, because Patricia didn't compete this year. So Erin Dugan, you guys pretty much agree on that one?
You know, I actually would have picked Diane Brown. I know she wasn't as sharp at Yorton as she was a couple weeks later when she won that IFBB show. I just think her symmetry is so on point. She has such a tiny little waist. And I think at Yorton, and, you know, Rico, you were at that table. From a judging perspective, I picked her to win. I just think that she has she's kind of like Charmaine, except she just wasn't as lean as Erin. So I think Erin absolutely won on leanness. But from a muscle belly standpoint, I would have picked her.
That's a good one. I'm a big fan of Diane Brown and Candace Scott, and, you know, I would normally pick Diane Brown, too, in a heartbeat, but she was, just because she was off at the Yorton, and I think if she was on, then she would have, you know, easily taken the class, and I do think she's, you know, between her and Patricia Beck, you know, Patricia Payne now, they're, like, my two favorite top, you know, female bodybuilders out there, but because of Erin Dugan, she did win, and she did, you know, take on, I think that gives her two world championship titles in 1 year. I think that's kind of hard to deny her being the female bodybuilder of the year.
Yeah, and I also talked about best amateur, not the turn pro. I like to, I mean, we give the pros a lot of love. We want to give the amateurs some love, too, because these amateurs, these top amateurs, are some of the futures of the sport here. So I chose, as far as bodybuilding goes, I chose Logan Sheehan and Jason Lipner as guys to watch. Top amateurs that just barely missed their pro card. Rico, I'll start with you. Are there any top amateurs that didn't turn pro that you think we should be on the lookout for this coming year?
I was looking at a couple of guys that I know out here in the Virginia, D.C. area that, you know, I thought were some great amateur bodybuilders. One is Andy LaValle. He came in here on the East Coast. He competed in a whole bunch of different organizations. He competed in the NGA, the OCB, and the ABA. And he won his class in each one of those divisions. I think if he can nail his conditioning at those shows, he can, you know, turn pro. I think he actually turned Masters pro, but he decided not to compete as a Masters pro. So he'd be one of those guys that, you know, if he can decide to compete, great symmetry. He has that great look to him, and he can be one of those guys in the future that can come out and do some damage. So I'd probably pick him.
Showbiz, any figure bikini girls you can think of that we should be on the lookout for this coming year that didn't turn pro this year?
You know, off the top of my head, I can't come up with names, but I can come up with prep coaches. And I know that Lisa Matthew and Matt Jackson both had an amazing group of people this past year that I saw, both as an MC and a head judge of girls that barely missed pro cards, both in Omaha shows and then also in KC. So, you know, for me, it's hard to look back at exactly who those girls' names were. But when you look at who they were coached by, I would watch for both of those prep coach teams to really make a statement this year coming out, probably starting in Liberty based on what I'm hearing from the Rumble. And then Matt Jackson's got his show early May that's a pro qualifier. So, you know, Omaha's big hotbed of a pros coming pros to come. How's that sound?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, I think, you know, and also – we got the Inspirational Competitor of the Year Award. Now, what I like about the INBA, PNBA, is they actually dedicate a whole division to physically challenge seated and standing competitors. And the INBA, PNBA, they got a division for pretty much anybody that wants to compete. They even got a division for young kids out there. So I like what we feel. So we're finding competitors in the INBA, PNBA that we just wouldn't find anywhere else. And Rico, I'm going to let you take this next one here because Inspirational Bodybuilder of the Year, we can all agree that Daniel Strong should get that. You got to see this guy in person. I've seen him at the National Olympia in person myself. He certainly a fierce competitor and one to look for. Rico, why don't you talk about him for a second, what you know about him?
Yeah, the first time I met him, you know, obviously I had to check in for it. He did my show, which is he was basically the athlete of that show. He brought people to tears with his story. You know, he got into a car accident where his family was killed, and he was lucky to escape that accident. You know, well, I shouldn't say lucky, but, you know, he lost his leg. But he just had a competitive spirit of for bodybuilding, and he kept persevering. He's now remarried, got his life back together. Now it's his chance to step back on the stage. When you see the guy's physique and, you know, the way he carries himself out on stage, he's got one of the thickest, most densest muscular backs, you know, it doesn't matter what competitor you see out there. His back was this freakish, great chest, great thick, you know, dense muscle. So he easily not only took the physically challenged class, but he took the men's overall open class. So he was able to compete as a pro at the Natural Olympia as well as in the physically challenged where he won the gold medal. So, you know, this guy, he can compete in any category and be out there with the best of them. And just a great spirit. You know, he's just one of those guys that, you know, he'll motivate you. And that's like you said, at the ABA, IMBA shows, you get these type of, you know, athletes there that just motivate you. And you don't see that in a lot of other organizations. So I think they're going to try to follow suit in the AMBF and some other organizations now. But I'm glad that Denny and Diane had actually kind of broke the mold and set the standard for, you know, physically challenged as well as the kids' fitness.
Yeah, certainly. Showbiz, you got anybody else you'd like to add to that?
You know, I don't on that, but I was going to jump back. Did you already do the up-and-coming pros? Did you do that for the guys that I hear you talk about that a little bit?
I just did a breakout pro and Sam Okanola. I still got a few newcomers to talk about, but if you want to start up the newcomers, go right ahead and start that newcomer division off.
I mean, I think two names jump out. One is Davion Hill, unbelievable teenager. I think a lot of people saw him this last year, not only in Kansas City, but take himself all the way to Yorton out of St. Louis. You know, he's trained by his dad. He's just a sharp kid. He does not look like a teenager from a musculature standpoint. I think he's going to be really hard to beat. And then the other one is Mark Meadows out of Oklahoma City. And he, you know, he took the Kansas City stage by storm and took it to Yorton as well. So those would be my two to watch coming out for this next year and the next years to come. I mean, a 19-year-old that's holding his own among pro ranks, that is something to watch.
Yeah, I've seen Davion compete. I think she was 14 years old. I've seen him in a number of shows now, being from the Midwest. I happen to run into him a lot, and he won the overall. And that was one of Becky's shows. It was like the gateway. He won the overall. And just to win the overall at a show like that, especially as a teenager, that says a lot. He's already been a guest poser at a show. Certainly one of the best teenagers in the nation. And, Davion Hill is certainly the future of the sport for sure. And Mark Meadows, I got to see him compete a couple times as an amateur. Took first place in heavyweight class to pro international over guys like Robert Johnson and Terry Starks. That says a lot coming out of the gate, and he's already beaten top pros like that. And Mark Meadows also beat out Sam Okanola and fan favorite Benny Mobley as well. So Mark Meadows is somebody that everybody has on the radar there. What do you got for us, Rico?
Yeah, I agree with all those calls. I actually at the Yorton Cup, I'll tell you, Sam Okanola really impressed me. I didn't even know who he was, really. That was the first time I saw him on stage in the heavyweight class. And, you know, Russell Harrelson, I love that guy. He's got such a great heart and great physique. But I actually had Sam Okanola winning that class and being a threat to, you know, do a good battle with Doug Miller for that overall pro title. So Sam is very impressive to me. He's got that small waist, flare, you know, all over, you know, perfect X-frame. I think that if he continues to master his body, I think he really was spot on with his conditioning. I think he's going to be really tough next year, whether he competes in the Yorton or whatever show he does. So, yeah, I agree with you on that as him being the up-and-coming pro to watch for. And, of course, Davion Hill, he's just – his muscle is unreal for 19. You see his baby face, and all of a sudden you see a mature, you know, shredded, beyond belief body. And I think once he learns to really peak his body and pose better, He's just going to continue to just rule the entire natural bodybuilding scene as he gets older. So those would be my two picks. I was very impressed also with Mark Meadows, too. He's got kind of like a nice, thick, balanced physique. If he can nail his conditioning, he'll be a threat as well.
Yeah, Sam Okanola, I got to see him when one of his pro cards here in Illinois in the ABA show a few years back. He's a training partner of Ryan Doris, at least he used to be. I know Ryan's so busy these days, they might not train together all the time now. But I know he's, you know, at least sometimes a training partner of Ryan Doris, who Ryan just made the announcement that he's going to make a comeback in 2016. So that gives us plenty of talk to talk about at the end of next year. But as far as now goes, Samuel Okanola is certainly somebody to look out for. Second place, the Yorton Cup. Just finished right behind Russell, not Charleston, Harleston. And that heavyweight class, the Yorton Cup, was tough, man. I mean, they had Abraham Tachebi in it, the former Yorton Cup champion. Chris Mazuba was in there. He's always a fan favorite. Terry Starks, Penny Mobley, Craig Todd. So Sam Okanola certainly won himself. He finished in the money at the Yorton Cup as well. And we were talking about Davion Hill. Just barely missed the top five, but that top five included guys like Tony Rivoto and Marshall Johnson. So not a bad top five class to finish just outside of. And there was like 13 guys in that class. So Davion Hill's certainly the future of the sport. One of them anyway. Let's talk, you know what I like to talk about is battles of the year, like really close battles. Because, you know, when Doug Miller came out this year, I don't really think anybody gave him that big of a run for his money. Doug Miller came out in dominant fashion. I like to talk about pro wins that weren't so dominant. What were some really good battles this year that you guys seen that were really close? Like, for example, Seth Gazella and Charmaine Williams. You had to take a look at them, too. Charmaine Williams, Kristen Campbell. You really, as judges, you really got to look to see how close that really is to determine the overall winner, because nobody really dominates. Could go one way or the other. Could be split down the middle of the judging panel. Now, for me, the battle of the year took place, the ISPA Pro Masters Cup between Terry Starks and Rico Browning, because it could have went a lot of different ways. It was like, it was a pretty long pre-judging. The judges were split down the middle, and it wasn't unanimous. I ended up giving it to Terry Starks in the end, but it could have really went either way. It wouldn't have been disappointing to see Rico win. Could have went either way, but it was super, super close. Do you guys have a battle of the year that you think stand out as far as close competition goes?
I really don't, because pretty much everyone I saw was, it was a Charmaine and Casella or Charmaine and Kristen Campbell. And even with the guys, you know, I was at that same show, Mike, that you were judging at in St. Louis. And I didn't think Terry Starks was the clear winner on that one. You know, at Pro International in Kansas City, I think a lot of those classes could have gone either way. So, I mean, overall, I think there was a good amount of balanced pro shows that I saw this year of people coming out. But then, you know, from a female figure perspective, there was just such clear winners at every show. You know, because like you brought up Casella in Minnesota. She stepped on that stage and it was just a game over. So I think we just have some really dominant pros, and maybe more so in the females right now than figure than we do in the male bodybuilding. So I don't have a big, huge head-to-head like you do. Rico, do you have something?
I have one huge head-to-head, and I was very, you know, I feel really happy that I was able to see and witness Casella versus Charmaine, because I thought that battle, I crossed out first and second place probably a good, you know, four or five times, because, you know, Charmaine had the, you know, perfect shape and symmetry and everything. Casella was just so ripped. I wanted to reward her for that, for her conditioning, but, you know, in the end I had to go with, you know, the scoring criteria, and it just barely gave Charmaine the victory. But, like, Casella, I'm a big fan of hers, because you can tell she put in some work, you know. She just has to kind of fill in a couple of holes. But my big battle that I think maybe no one really talked about and it didn't get as much fanfare as it should have is Cleveland Thomas versus Siobhan. They went against twice. Siobhan beat him the first time at, I forgot what IFTA show it was.
Down in Atlanta.
Right, the Pro Global in Atlanta, exactly. So those guys battled it out, and you're looking at two legendary world champions going against each other on stage. And, you know, Cleveland Thomas, you know, he said that, you know, Siobhan's one of the best, you know, pros he's ever gone up against. And, you know, those guys have very similar physique. Cleveland maybe a little bit thicker, Siobhan a little bit more sliced, I think. And then he kind of turned the tables at the WMBF Worlds, which is the bigger show. And then Cleveland got the win and won, of course, the world championship there. So Siobhan took a close second. So that, to me, was probably the biggest battle of the year. The two of the top, you know, legendary natural bodybuilding pros that are out there today going against you twice and both, you know, having a one-for-one split.
Yeah, you know, it's been predicted. A few years ago, we were talking about Siobhan Cunningham, that even Nancy Andrews said Siobhan should be the world champion. It was just his posing that he's got to work on. So now it's his posing that he's worked on now, obviously, because now Siobhan is at the top of his game to get some of the top pros, and he beat out top pro Cleveland Thomas at the Pro Global. So it's kind of cool how Siobhan Cunningham, who is typically WNBF pro, comes over to the IFPA, wins an IFPA pro show over the normal, you know, IFPA pro competitor Cleveland Thomas, and Cleveland goes to WNBF and then beats Siobhan at the WNBF World Championships. That's the one that really counts, that Cleveland got himself a big win in a big show like that. So they split some wins. There's another battle you can see. Cleveland's he's in his 40s now, so he's got a couple of years left. But Cleveland seems to be in his prime right now as the year goes on. How about the best pro show? I mean, we all go to a bunch of good pro shows throughout the year. What pro shows, Showbiz Liz, I'll start with you. What do you think is the best, most well-run? I know you're going to say all of them. Okay, but there's got to be one that stands out. What's the top pro show in which the promoter's really on their game and the competitors are happy and the show's just run really smooth? Top pro show of the year, Showbiz, what is it?
I think it's probably the Pro International in Kansas City, only because that show is just run such like clockwork. This year they did a different format, so it was a rolling format where once you were done, you got to go home. You didn't come back at night and reappear. And the pros really seemed to like that. As far as the bodies that stepped on that stage, I think that was the best balance of amazing bodies. It really gave the judges a run for their money to pick out the winners. But the amount of pros that stepped on that stage and the way that they got on, got their time, got off, and then actually, you know, went home, I like that show best of all the pro shows that I was at this year.
Rico, what do you got?
Well, I was only at, I was actually at an NGA show too, but it wasn't as big. But the only show I saw live, obviously, was the Yorton Cup, and a great experience. I love judging, you know, so many top physiques. Like you said, Doug Miller came out there and he was pretty dominant, even though he went up against guys like Cleveland and Brown and Willie Brown, who also looked fabulous. And, you know, each class was pretty stacked and they had a very deep field, and as well as the figure pros and bodybuilding as well. But when I look at, and I'm not trying to be biased to any organization, but when I look at the PNBA and I look at that field, and you know, I wasn't able to see the live feed, didn't work as well, but just looking at pictures and results and everything else, they just have such a huge amount of pro categories. And I look at all the pros that are there, you know, Kyoshi gets his sixth, you know, natural Olympia win. He had Michael Waddington and Justin Ferguer, some other great pros, some guys, like a lot of international guys came out of nowhere, and just that class full of pro men and even the pro figure and bodybuilding. Even though I forgot the girl's name who won for pro bodybuilding, she beat out Joe Kozlowski, which, you know, she was kind of the favorite going in, and she looked fabulous. She was ripped. And I know she's competed at the Yorton Cup before. I just wish I could remember her name. But they had a pretty well-rounded class of pros. The fanfare that you get at PNBA's Natural Olympia, you know, the car, the money, and everything else, I think that show had a nice eclectic, I guess, you know, blend of pro classes, having so many pro classes, a lot of cash prizes, the car and the fanfare and the winning the medals. You know, I look at that show just from the pictures and from what I heard, that one probably would be my favorite pro show.
Yeah, no, there's so many good pro shows out there, and I got to go out to San Diego for the Natural Olympia myself, and like you said, there's a lot of good pro classes out there, and they offer a class for everybody out there, and it's not just a bodybuilding show. They have the AAU weightlifting championships out there. They got arm wrestling out there. They got all kinds of, more vendors. They got more vendors than I've seen any other pro show out there. Vitargo had a booth there. Yeah, P4P Muscle was there. P4P Muscle was on the map a lot this year. I've seen P4P a lot at a lot of shows this year. But they seem to, I don't know what they're doing differently, but Penny and Diana are really putting a lot of work into getting sponsors and vendors there, because there sure were a lot of booths, a lot of electricity, and the venue itself was tremendous. And then, yeah, the prize money and giving out the car. So go check out YouTube, the Natural Olympia 2015, and you guys will see what you guys are missing. But that's definitely going to be a show to be on the lookout for, because they seem to be getting bigger every year. And like you mentioned, Showbiz, the Pro International is always in the top five. That show, Jan Relich does a really good show keeping things organized. They always start that show on time. And what I like about the Pro International the most is not only the competitors in the show, but the competitors and the people in attendance at the show. You always see the who's who of natural bodybuilding at the IFPA Pro International, and that's been a top five pro show, you know, since I've been covering the sport anyway. So, yeah, good calls there. I agree with everything you guys are talking about there. Showbiz, you could probably contribute more to the bikini competitors than I can. I mean, Rico and I know who the top bikini competitors are, and girls like Danica Johnson and Misty Weatherford, they both had good years this year. But who do you think are standout bikini competitors, and what can we expect to see in 2015?
You know, I mean, I'll be honest. I still think that NAMBF and OCB IFPA, and I think when you look at the IFPA Pro International Bikini Pros, and who came out of that and who didn't make it out of that. We're still trying to figure out how lean are these bikini girls supposed to be A, given a pro card, and then B, be competitive as a pro versus more shape to the physique. So I, you know, from who's to watch, it just depends on the show. I hit so many shows last year where the winners came out and were ripped to the bone. Absolutely ripped to the bone, and then turn around at the next show, and it's a softer, shapelier look. I've said this to Fred numerous times as a judge, as a prep coach. You know, we have to come up with a standard, otherwise, how do we train from here? You know, for me, Danica Johnson winning at Yorton, to me, that's the standard of how we train and how these athletes should train to look going forward. I know the first show of the year is just barely a month away down in Oklahoma City for bikini. Steve Clausen's putting on a bikini figure show. And it'll be interesting to see what comes out of that. He always has great girls. He's got Maddie Patikas. And he had a girl amateur at the Yorton Cup that didn't do very well, but had a lot of shape. So I just think there's a big conflict. I personally, me as a judge, I like it to be more shape and less lean from a bikini standpoint, so there's a clear difference, but not everybody agrees with me on that. So that's my take on bikini. Controversial.
Yeah, when you ask a lot of judges about how the judging criteria is going to go, they'll say the judging in, like, let's say Kansas City might be different than that in Washington, D.C. You know, like in KC, for instance, Misty Weatherford places fourth place in the international, but then she wins the Yorton Cup in D.C. And, of course, if you have a different judging panel, you know, of course, the results are all going to change. But what are the biggest differences in the judging panels when you go from one side of the nation to the other?
Are you asking me or are you asking Rico?
I'm asking you. You're the head judge. I'm asking you.
You know, I think in the Midwest, it seems to be lean. But then again, you got Maddie Patikas, who wasn't lean coming out of Liberty, and then she got beat by Katie Hain at IFPA Pro International, and then Misty Weatherford came in really conditioned and didn't win. So I don't even know if it's coast to coast versus show to show and different panels. You know, there's been panels I've watched as a prep coach that were all guys, and their look is something different than a girl panel versus a bodybuilding heavy judges panel versus a figure heavy judges panel. I just really think we haven't figured out in that organization what the look is. You know, if you look at bikini in like a DFAC or you look at bikini in a PNBA, you have a different look there too, you know, even WNBF compared to IFPA. So I think that's the one category that really has not been able to solidify itself from a criteria. And, you know, to kind of throw a wrench into the whole thing, I don't know if you guys saw the new IFPA Pro guidelines come out this next year in 2015. You can cross over once you have pro status in one category, say figure, you can compete as a bikini pro, you can compete as a bodybuilder pro, you can compete as a women's physique pro. So I don't know what that's going to mean, you know, because you take like a Charmaine, she could go step on a bikini stage as a pro.
Yeah, I did see that. I thought that was kind of interesting, but, you know, I think that's going to give the female pros more opportunities to do different categories, but I guess you have different opinions on those, but I do agree with you.
I agree with that. I just think from a criteria standpoint, there has to just get a tighter handle from a judging perspective when we go to those shows, not only from show to show, but just from an industry standpoint of what is a bikini competitor, you know, what's a figure competitor, what's a physique competitor, so that there's a clear definition for these athletes to know how to train themselves to get on these stages.
But with that being said,
I'm pulling for Misty Weatherford this year to win the Yorton. I think she's the standard of bikini. I do.
Yeah, well, I'll never forget the first, and when I seen her at a show, I just seen her natural, normal clothes. I go, you got to be a figure, I mean, you got to be a bikini pro, you must be. And back then, she was just a spectator, didn't even compete in her first show yet. So I must have an eye for the sport, because I called it, and here she is, top of her game, at the top of the sport. So we'll see what 2015 has in store for her. We got a couple more minutes to talk about this. We've got to talk about female of the year and male of the year. Showbiz, you go ahead and talk about if there's one standout competitor, bikini, figure, female bodybuilding, whatever, who is the top female competitor of 2014 in your mind?
Charmaine.
Charmaine, yeah.
Charmaine Williams. Yeah, you know, she's kind of an enigma, I think, to a lot of people. I did her suits, so I had a chance to meet with her just a couple times, just from that perspective. And she really is a very humble competitor, one of the most humble people I've ever met. And in some ways, almost in awe of her own success on the stage. But with that being said, incredibly competitive, very fiercely competitive with herself to be her best self. And I think she really handles herself with a lot of grace and class at these shows. And, you know, I watched her pretty closely throughout the year, even before I had the chance to put her in one of my suits. And she's just got a lot of style. So I think, you know, for me, watching her navigate between her hometown crowd in St. Louis to Pro International, where that class was just stacked, to all the way to D.C. at Yorton, you know, she surrounds herself with a great team. Rex is an awesome coach for her, and she carries herself really well. So I'm going to pick her for my female of the year.
All right, and then Rico, I'll talk to you. It comes down to two guys. I mean, you got a Kiyoshi Mudi, who just got his six-time Natural Olympia champion, one of the toughest shows out there, had some pretty good competitors this last year. And then, of course, you got Doug Miller, who came out after a long layoff and came out in dominant fashion and beat out a lot of top pros. So if you had to pick, Rico, who would your top bodybuilder of the year be?
Yeah, it's a tough one because I like, you know, both those guys. They're just two different organizations. They're both, you know, the top of the game. Kyoshi's now retired, possibly, maybe. But Doug, you know, when he came out and I saw him at the Yorton Cup, he definitely set the standard that everybody wants to be like. You know, his pictures look incredible. I'd never seen a body with that much muscle mass, you know, size and just, you know, density. So competing against both the guys before and seeing Doug the way he looked this year, and he came out and, you know, dominated both the Gasparri and the Yorton Cup, I definitely say that he was the standard. I'm not seeing Kyoshi, and Kyoshi only competing once a year. I'd love to have seen him compete more. But, you know, he wanted to go out with a bang, and he's got his daughter and other things that's going on in his life. So, you know, he went up against, you know, top competitors at the Olympia. Pictures couldn't tell, like, if he was peaked at his best or not, but I know that Doug Miller was at his best, and he showed it all year round, so definitely have to give him the edge. I like a couple of other, you know, guys that were out there, too. I love what Siobhan Cunningham did this year, you know, kind of stepping out and competing in a whole bunch of different organizations and shows and coming in ripped condition, but I just have to give it to Doug Miller for sure.
Yeah, definitely a good year for natural bodybuilding with Cleveland and Siobhan out there, and plus Kyoshi and Doug all taking the stage all in the same year. But I love Kyoshi and all. Kyoshi's my guy. Good luck, good props to him for six-time natural low. I got to be there for the last three. I got to see him win the last three in person. Got to know him well over the years and all that. But, yeah, this year it's got to go to Doug Miller as well, just because he came out in dominant fashion and beat out some of the top dogs, guys like Russell Harleston and Moji Alua and Marshall Johnson, and just all the top guys that IFPA has to offer. Doug Miller beat him out. Kyoshi beat out Michael Waddington. I think Kyoshi was probably better last year than he was this year. He wasn't as dominant this year. He just didn't have that look to him like he did before. You gave him a run for his money, Rico, but nobody came that close to him besides you. And this year, I think Kyoshi, I think those in-and-outers right before the show kind of hurt him a little bit. He came in just a tad softer than I've seen him look in the past, but he was still good enough to get the win, although it was somewhat close with Michael Waddington. In fact, it wasn't even unanimous. I'm pretty sure Waddington had at least one first-place nod, maybe even two first-place nods. So Kyoshi still won by a landslide, but not in the dominant fashion that we're used to seeing Kyoshi take it down in. So props to Doug Miller for coming out and doing what he does best. We've got to end the show here pretty quick. Showbiz, any last words you want to shout out to before we end the episode?
I thought it was a great year. I think this next year will be exciting. Like I said, there's already lots of rumbling and talking, and a lot of these natural shows here in the NBF and OCB are going to that rolling format that we saw come out in Kansas City at the Casey Classic. I am going to continue doing stuff with IMB, and then also going to start up a podcast with NAMBF OCB IFPA called Voice of Natural Muscle. So hopefully we can continue to just share that whole voice of natural bodybuilding and keep growing it. I think it's been such a great resource for us to give to fans, and I think people have really received it well. So I'm excited. I know our crew has grown with IMB, and you know, we couldn't do it without Mike, without what you've done, and without, I think, Andrew the intern helping us on the backside. So I think it's going to be another awesome year. I'm excited.
Yeah, yeah, it should be a decent year. And like you were talking, I like the running shows. I think the competitors are going to like that. The single show formats are quite popular. That's something the NGA Titan did this year, and they're going to do that again on June 27th of this year. The single show format is a pre-judging followed by a 45 to 60-minute break, then the night show is going to start right after that. The routines for bodybuilders are optional. That way the show doesn't run quite as long. But when the shows get over earlier, the fans like it better because they're not sitting in the seats until 10, 11, midnight, you know, at night, waiting for the loved ones to get off stage. They can go enjoy the after party and just have a better time. The competitors are happier. The friends and family, the loved ones are happier. So it's just better to run a show like that. Wouldn't you say, Rico?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think you got to give the fans what they want, especially they see show after show after show. And I think we got to cater to the audience. And, you know, there's a lot of things that I've seen different, you know, promoters, different organizations do to kind of cater to the audience. And, of course, the athletes, too, they're number one. But, you know, I think everyone's starting to see now with all the feedback that they get from different competitors, different fans, that, you know, they need to run the shows more smoothly. So all the shows that Liz has attended and that she's been involved in, it seems like they do it really good. And I think, you know, I like what all the organizations are doing now to kind of change their formats around. But I think it's going to be a good 2015 as well. Last year, I didn't get a chance to attend as many shows as I wanted to attend, but the ones that I did attend, they were, you know, outstanding. A lot of great storylines that happened. I just think 2015 is going to be another great year. I look forward to still being part of IMB and seeing the great things that Liz is doing. And Mikey, you know, you set the standard for us and what we're doing here with IMB. John Bozzi's got things going on. Andrew, the intern, is continuing to move up in the world with his involvement with Core Nutritionals and that kind of crew as well. So I think all of us are going to have a successful year, and I pray that we all, you know, have a great 2015.
Yeah, yeah, Andrew's doing some big things these days. He's not quite the Andrew, the intern we all know. He's moving up in the world, doing bigger and better things. You promoting any shows this year, Rico?
Yeah, I'm going to do my show once again. This time it's going to be August 29th, 2015, and I'm already getting a lot of good feedback of the competitors that competed last year, competed again, and some new ones. And hopefully I can get guys like P4P to be involved. The show's going to be 1 week before the Natural Universe in Europe. Actually, the Natural Universe now is going to be in Texas, so it's a big change for that. But, you know, I'm just trying to help the PNBA grow a little bit bigger out here on the East Coast. I actually even plan on guest posing at my show. And, you know, the goal is to hopefully compete this year at the Natural Olympia now that Kyoshi's not doing it anymore. So we'll see how that goes. But I plan to come back on stage, just have a little fun with it, you know. And it's getting to that point now in my career where I have more fun promoting and I just want to do things with my family and stuff, but still be involved in the sport and kind of, you know, help out any way I can with you guys and just, you know, help this sport grow slowly but surely. I like the way the prize money is getting bigger and better for the athletes at the pro shows. I like the prizes that even and the sponsorships that even the amateurs can get. So the sport continues to grow, and, you know, if you get into the sport now, it's only going to get bigger and better as we go along. So,
yeah. Yeah, the National Olympia is going to be in Vegas next year, so end of this year. So I can't wait. Yeah, I've been out there the last 3 years in a row, so I'm sure I'll be out there this time as well. One more question for you, Showbiz. What can you expect in 2015, and what do you have in store for us in 2015? You got your new podcast. I know your shows. Is there one little tidbit you can give the fans and the listeners what they can expect in 2015?
You mean from me?
Yes, from you, from what you know, from what you know, your insights.
My insider information.
Sure.
You know, I'm gonna keep doing the podcast for IMB, and then we're gonna do that spinoff, Voice of Natural Muscle, which hopefully just really unifies NAMBF with OCB, which are the two sister organizations under IFPA,
you know, I know those of us that are IFPA pros have been getting those letters rolling out the new IFPA guidelines, some changes. And so I hope to be able to just continue to bring information as it comes out to all the athletes and the fans and the prep coaches. I think that's really what drives this sport is really those amazing prep coaches. You got the Cliff Wilson, John Gorman. You know, you've got the people in Omaha. You've got them just scattered all over, and those people drive these great athletes to the stage. So hopefully we'll be able to get their insight throughout the year on what they see, the take of how the industry is moving. You know, I just hope to keep moving. I'm going to do some MC opportunities, and I'm going to be head judging quite a bit in May and June for some pro qualifiers here in the Midwest. So it's going to be really exciting, but I hope everyone just keeps pushing forward with natural bodybuilding. I know we talk about it at IMB, trying to unify all those organizations, and we would love to see that. I don't know anyone that wouldn't, and I still am mystified why we can't. So I hope our work just continues to push towards that, because I think that's ultimately our goal.
Yeah. Well, that's certainly a whole episode we can spend time talking on, and we have in the past, and we will in the future. But that's it for now, Bodybuilding Figure Bikini fans. This is Rico, Showbiz Liz, Mike Newman here. We are out of here. Thanks for listening.